this series of installations, which is a series of bedroom installations. This is the fourth iteration. And the three preceding ones were all designed to be immersive and interactive. I encourage people to come in and touch things and smell things and play music on like cassette tapes or whatever I have in the space. But because of COVID, this one had to be designed differently. I wanted to work with that conceptually. It made the experience of looking at this intimate space a much more voyeuristic one. That reminds me of the way social media works, the way we use social media, the way we share information and receive information on there. And in particular, images and content that can be quite intimate, regardless of how intimate and personal it is, you're still looking at it from the screen. You're on the outside looking, and there are real conversations happening between homelands and diaspora, and we influence each other. And that's like another thing that I was thinking about too, with, you know, these social movements, the protests, they very much influence each other, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with these connections on TikTok or Instagram or WhatsApp. We're just connected in a way that we never have been before. And protests that happened in one place, they've had domino effects, certainly. The women's marches have started 4 years ago. We saw them spread like wildfire. They happened all over the world.